Hi, and welcome back to Healing Quest. I'm Judy Brooks.
And I'm Roy Walkenhorst. If you're just joining us, we're talking about healthy living, holistic approaches to optimum health to help us all live longer, healthier, and happier.
I always like that happier part. So when it comes to living happier, one ingredient could be having the perfect libation for every time of the year. That's especially true on a hot summer day like we're experiencing. So we've asked Dale DeGroff, also known as King Cocktail, to join us on today's show.
Dale rose to prominence when his kingdom was the Promenade Bar at the Rainbow Room. I think that was the 65th floor, as I recall.
Dale has authored two best-selling books, The Craft of the Cocktail in 2002 and The Essential Cocktail in 2009, both of which have won awards. And he's won two James Beard Awards.
In 2005, he founded the Museum of the American Cocktail in New Orleans, an eclectic collection of cocktail artifacts, books, and memorabilia.
So it's with great pleasure that we say hello today to our friend, Dale DeGroff. Hi, Dale.
Hi, Dale.
Hello. Hi, Judy.
Hi.
Hi, Roy. Delighted to be here.
Thanks for joining us today. So let's talk about healthy cocktails.
Summer drinks, and we were talking about all the new ingredients that are now being worked into cocktails, which sound like a lot of these drinks are pretty healthy.
We could begin with, I guess, the healthiest, because I think turmeric is one of the healthiest flavors around these days. It's touted as being astronomically healthy ingredient to be used in cooking, and now they're using it in cocktails, and they're not using powdered turmeric. The whole root, it's a rhizome, and if you cut it very, very thin, wear gloves because it's indelibly stains your hands yellow.
Yes,
yes, and make sure you cover your cutting board unless you want it to be yellow as well. But if you cut it very thin, and if you put it in one of those half-liter EC whippers, you've seen the ones you make whipped cream with, along with about 500 milliliters of gin, maybe about 100 grams of fresh turmeric sliced thinly, and then charge it up with a not a CO2, but a N2O charger, and then vent it. Venting is easy to do. You just put a glass over and you pull the little trigger, and you vent it over a bowl, and a little bit of liquid comes out, but it just releases the gas, and then you charge it up again, and you vent it again. And then once it's vented completely, you can take the top off and listen to it, and if it's still bubbling in there, you wait a few minutes. Then you strain the liquid, which has now become turmeric gin, and from that spirit, you can make the glow sour. It's called the glow sour because when light hits turmeric, it actually glows.
Really?
You'd use 2 ounces of this turmeric gin, a little lime juice, about 3/4 of an ounce, about 3/4 of an ounce of simple syrup, which is, as it sounds, made with equal parts of sugar and water, dissolved into one another. And if you want to get fancy and culinary, put a pinch of salt or a couple of drops of saline solution and a dash of orange bitters, and you've got a really, really good and really, really healthy sour that's wonderful in the summertime.
This podcast is brought to you by Healing Quest Natural.
Clinical grade superfood, digestive health, and immune support drinks.
More information is available at healingquestnatural.com.
And now, back to Healing Quest. With the bitters, you said orange bitters. Are your bitters orange? I know you have your own bitters line.
My bitters are actually not. They're aromatic bitters, which means that they have multiple ingredients. Orange bitters is a focused bitters, mostly on the flavor orange.
Okay.
I have a little of bitter orange in there, and I have a little bit of green anise, which is what they use when they make absinthe. And it all comes together to make intense and flavorful aromatic flavor ingredient for cocktails, and it's also extremely dry so that it can take a sweet cocktail and calm it down.
Like a tiki cocktail?
Like a tiki cocktail, exactly. I have a really good one called the Half Key Punch, Half Moon Key in Caribbean, and I actually designed it for the Holland America lines. Marvelous recipe of light and dark rum and curacao and orange juice and pineapple juice and a little passion fruit puree that's been sweetened, lime juice and grenadine and my bitters. But it's a big punchy drink that you serve in a big, tall, tiki glass.
Oh, that sounds good.
If you're just joining us, I'm Roy Walkenhorst.
And I'm Judy Brooks.
You're listening to Healing Quest, and we're talking with Dale DeGroff, also known as King Cocktail, about healthy summer drinks. And we talked about the fact that this is National Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Month. And so I want to ask you a question about trends in this business. And I think the whole fresh fruit and vegetable thing, a huge trend that's developed in recent years.
I have a great story for you, Roy. I got a call from the National Avocado Board.
Okay.
Maybe 8 years ago, 9 years ago. And it was their PR guy. And he's a friend of mine. He says, Dale, you got it. you got to do this for me. He says, I don't have a budget, but you got to do this for me. I want an avocado cocktail. I'm like, geez, number one, you don't have a budget. And number two, that's a really hard thing to do. And he pestered me for like a week, and finally I did it for him. And I'm so glad I did. I took avocado, not overly ripe, but ripe enough that, you know, it was still firm. And I chopped it into small pieces. I put it in a blender with tequila.
You got us there.
A little lime juice, a little lemon. I sweetened it with agave nectar. I added water because you needed to really bring that velvety texture down to more of a liquid. And I hit it, and this was in Aspen, Colorado, that I decided to try it out at the Food and Wine Festival up there at the chef's pool party after the festival was over. And I served it as shots with chili salt on the rim. Oh, my God, was it good. Just hit it with a blender and poured it out in small shots, chilled, of course. And it was just sort of the hit of the party. Everybody was shooting them all day long, along with their little tacos and fish tacos and et cetera, et cetera.
Well, we're going to try to make one when we get home.
There you go.
Avocado is one of my favorite foods.
Now, I'm sure our listeners are going, all of these drinks sound fabulous. Where can I get the recipes? Where can they get
the recipes? The Avocado Shooter is in my latest book. It's in the Essential Cocktail.
Oh, okay, great.
And some of the other recipes, like the Half Moon Key Punch, would be on my website under the bitters portion, the Dale DeGroff bitters portion of the website. They have lots of recipes in there that use my bitters, and that one will be listed among those in there.
Is that kingcocktail.com? Is that King Cocktail?
KingCocktail.com. And then once you're on the site, just look for the Dale DeGroff Bitters link and hit that. There's lots of links on there. There's a link to a recipe library, which has lots of fun recipes, just general drinks that you might want to look through. And then there's also a page that has my wife's artwork. She's a character.
She's amazing character.
Restaurant industry and bar industry.
Now, I know that you're...
We go to bartenders, don't we? We don't really go to bars. We go to bartenders.
Exactly.
That's what I've done all my life.
And I know that you make personal appearances and give speeches, so hopefully you'll let us know when you're heading in this direction so that we can come see you, and we can let everybody who's listening now come see you as well.
Delighted to. It's I got a new show on the road now. It's called Whiskey Gamblers and the Flying Horses. It's about the evolution of American whiskey and thoroughbred horse racing over 200 years, and it's a lot of fun.
Oh, wow. Well, we have to have you back to talk about that.
Probably the mint julep had something to do with that, but that's probably
The julep is one of the drinks we serve. I serve four drinks from the history of cocktails, right alongside the history of the horse racing and the intersection of American whiskey and horse racing, which is pretty prominent.
That is something that we are definitely going to have you back to talk about, because now we've piqued everybody's interest.
Exactly.
But we've run out of time. Dale, thank you so much for being with us today. Is it hot in New York?
We've had a couple of balmy, lovely days, and I've been walking on Jones Beach in the morning with my wife, really enjoying them.
Hopefully we'll get to see you soon. Bye.
Bye.
We know we talk about the changes that Dale has seen in his career. I think he's also been a catalyst for change. I mean, when he started, fresh ingredients, fresh fruits and vegetables were just simply not commonly used. They're almost never used.
I believe he was the first. I think they're craft cocktails.
Gourmet craft cocktails.
Where he was using fresh fruits and vegetables.
Right.
He said he did an avocado. I can't wait to have an avocado shooter.
We're going to buy avocados on the way home today.
There we go. Fabulous entertainer and wonderful bartender. He's not bartending anymore. He's just doing personal appearances and writing.
And lectures.
And we are very blessed to have him in our life and to have spent
some very happy times
very
on
happy
the 65th
hour.
Floor of Rock 30 Rock at the Promenade Bar. I wish it was there now.
I wish we were there now.
Anyhow, well, we're glad you're all here now out there. Thanks for spending part of this Sunday evening with us. You're listening to Healing Quest here on News Radio, KFBK, and iHeartRadio.
This podcast has been brought to you by Healing Quest Natural, clinical-grade superfood, digestive health, and immune support supplements. More information is available at healingquestnatural.com.